evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live tonight. No pre-recorded program. It's Tuesday, October 9th, and we are coming up, of course, to the big No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California this coming weekend. I'm going to talk more about that. There's been some controversy surrounding the conference, and I'm going to describe that a little bit here this evening in a bigger context, because I think it's something that's worth discussing. Anyway, there are still lots of people signing up for the conference at this very last minute. The reservations are still rolling in. It looks like it's going to be one event to remember. Lots of interesting speakers with lots of differing points of view. And you know what? That's what makes it all American, because, you know, despite the efforts by so many people to suppress independent thought in America, and they come at you from every different angle, the fact is we do still have the First Amendment in this country. We still do have, despite their damnedest efforts to gut it at every possible moment, we still have the Bill of Rights. And you know, for a lot of years, folks, it used to be that in some respects, it was the liberals who were looking out for individual rights, and the conservatives who were, well, sometimes you might say they were the people who seemed to not be on the side of individual rights. But you know, it's a very complex world we live in, and strange new alliances have developed, particularly in the wake of 9/11, and with the growing recognition by a lot of good traditional conservative patriots in America that their conservative leaders, so-called, have either been compromised, they've either been bought off, or they've always been on the side of the enemy. It is a strange new world we live in, folks, and as I say, sometimes you have to make alliances with people that you don't always necessarily agree with on every single issue in order to have effect. Well, that's something we will be talking about tonight. We are going to be going to a break very shortly, but I must tell you, I feel so vindicated. I don't feel like such a bad guy anymore. You know, I commented here in this program the other night that Abe Foxman, ADL man, Abe Foxman's new book, The Deadliest Lies, is kind of boring. Well, guess what? Even in the New York Times review of the book, written by a Samuel Friedman, professor of journalism at Columbia, who's obviously pro-Israel, he says that Foxman's book took a lot of white space to stretch this thin volume out to a respectable 256 pages. Like I said, folks, there's not too much substance to Abe Foxman's book. I don't want to hurt Abe's feelings. I doubt that he listens to this program. And to tell you the truth, I doubt even that anybody from the ADL wastes their time listening to this program. But in any case, I feel vindicated, because it just goes to show you that, you know, sometimes you can make an assessment about something without having an axe to grind. And that's what I had to say about Abe Foxman's book. And somebody else said the same thing, too. Just wasn't too much to the book. Anyway, I needed to give myself that pat on the back. We are going to break. When we come back, I'm going to chatter a little bit. Then we'll go to the phone calls, because I'm sure there's a lot of phone callers out there who have something to say. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is a allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here, coming to you from Washington. Before we went to the break, I mentioned the upcoming No More Wars for Israel conference, and you know, it's kind of interesting. I want to discuss that conference in a bigger context, this context of, well, freedom of speech in America, number one, and number two, the efforts by organizations such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, and I don't mean to just pick on the ADL. There's some other criminal organizations of that ilk that are engaged in the same kind of rotten and, as I say, criminal behavior, behavior that it runs contrary to all traditional American perceptions of the need for respecting freedom of speech in the realm of political affairs. But needless to say, you know, it's interesting, the conference, the No More Wars for Israel conference, has had to keep its location, its actual location, quiet. You know, normally when anybody organizes a conference, you know, if the future homemakers of America have a conference at Hotel XYZ in, oh, shall we say, Los Angeles, they announce it to all their members, and they say, you can make your reservations here, and the rooms are such and such an amount, and here's our agenda, and you should get to the hotel at such and such a time. Well, the problem is, in the past, there have been a variety of organizations, including Liberty Lobby, now defunct thanks to the intrigues of a Mossad and CIA-connected millionaire thug named Andrew Allen of San Francisco and a little squirrel-headed henchman of his who operates the Institute for Historical Review, which is now a Soviet-style trust intelligence-gathering operation. Well, Liberty Lobby would find that when it was trying to organize to have a meeting, that the Anti-Defamation League would call the hotel up and say, you know, this is a group of evil Nazis and racists and horrible people. You shouldn't have them at your hotel. Well, this has happened not just to Liberty Lobby, but to many, many other organizations. And it was for this reason that the organizers of the No More Wars for Israel conference decided to keep the location of the meeting as tightly held till the last minute as possible. And as inconvenient as that is for a variety of reasons, which you can imagine, in the past, it's worked. Liberty Lobby has used it successfully several times. I think only one person ever missed our conference, and that was because they missed a plane or a train connection of some sort like that and arrived late. But it does work. So those of you who are out there intending to be at the conference and you don't know where it is yet, rest assured, you'll be able to find out and you'll be able to make it. But needless to say, it really says a lot about freedom of speech in this country. Of course, the government is prohibited by the U.S. Constitution, for the most part, that is, from interfering with freedom of speech. But that doesn't, the Constitution doesn't prohibit a criminal organization like the Anti-Defamation League, which actually functions as a conduit for a foreign intelligence agency, Israel's Mossad. Our laws, unfortunately, don't really prohibit the ADL from engaging in underhanded activities like calling hotels or conference centers up and saying, okay, conference center ABC, you're not allowed to host the No More Wars for Israel conference. I can tell you in the past that one time the ADL tried a dirty trick like this on Liberty Lobby. Little did they know that the manager of one of the hotels in question happened to be a Palestinian. And so here's a Palestinian living on American soil, managing a hotel, receiving a phone call from the Anti-Defamation League, a group that has done all in its power to destroy the heritage of the Palestinian people and to maintain the illegal occupation of their land. Some thug from the Anti-Defamation League calls and advises this Palestinian that, oh, you shouldn't have these evil anti-Semitic Israel haters at your hotel. Well, as you can imagine, kind of caught the Palestinian fellow by surprise, but he, of course, recognized the fact that the ADL is a criminal organization that, in fact, was investigated by the FBI and the San Francisco police for illegal domestic spying on American citizens. And as a consequence of that, he very politely told the ADL thug that, well, I'm sorry, we've already booked that conference, and if you'd like to have a conference here, you're more than welcome to do so. So, you know, sometimes things like this backfire, and this is one thing that, you know, the Anti-Defamation League, as a representative of a people who often tend to show no sense of timing and no sense of proportion, the Anti-Defamation League often reflects that itself, and they don't count in the human factor. For example, they might not have ever considered the fact that, for example, the No More Wars for Israel conference might be being conducted at a hotel owned by people who may be sympathetic to the concept that the United States shouldn't be subjected to involvement in continuing wars for Israel. The ADL might not consider the fact that the conference center where this conference or perhaps any other conference of such a nature might be held, that conference center might perhaps be owned by someone from a foreign country that, while not concerned about America's interest in the matter, someone from a foreign country who is just pretty much fed up with watching United States foreign policy being used by Israel and its American lobby to further their own interests. So you see, there are factors at work that sometimes cause even the ADL to have trouble. However, I should note again, and it was mentioned, I believe, by Mark Glenn in an appearance on this program, that our friends at the Anti-Defamation League, or certainly someone working on behalf of the Anti-Defamation League, was calling hotels and conference centers of all variety all over Orange County, California, and there are a lot of them, calling them all over, trying to find out if that's where the conference was being held, giving them names of organizations that might or might not be associated with it. And it's kind of funny, they never considered the possibility that the conference might actually the conference might actually may well be held in a church or a mosque. You see, sometimes the Anti-Defamation League isn't as smart as they think they are, even though they do have access to the surveillance capacities of Israel's Mossad. But be that as it may, the ADL was calling all over Orange County, or a representative of the ADL, saying that he was with the I believe it was the Irvine Police Department. I believe it was the Irvine, California Police Department, saying that there were rumors that this racist hate group was going to hold a conference there. And of course, the intent of that is to make the people at the hotels and the conference centers say, oh, yes, we have scheduled a meeting hosted by Mark Glenn and Crescent and Cross. Oh, yes, 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 we are. Oh, we didn't know they were a hate group, and presumably then this person purporting to represent the Irvine Police Department would accomplish the ADL's job by getting the hotel or conference center to cancel, just simply out of fear. Well, as we all know, in most of the major metropolitan police departments, the ADL has either bought off or compromised members of the police forces and the sheriff's office. These are the, and in case occasionally there may be a few people who are assigned by their superiors to be the liaison to the ADL, because of course that's what's demanded by the Jewish politicians and members of the Jewish community who prod the politicians to do the work of the Israeli lobby and the ADL. So needless to say, there may well have been some quote-unquote sincere police officer doing that, but he was doing it for the ADL. I doubt very much that the chief of police of Irvine said, oh my God, we've got to stop this conference, because if they checked on any of the organizers or any of the people who were mentioned as possible speakers, to the best of my knowledge, none of those people have criminal records indicating records of violence, indicating that they might just come out there and turn the tables upside down or break glasses or set fires in the rooms. But needless to say, again, here we see a private special interest group representing a very small slice of people operating on American soil, many of whom their loyalties to America must be questioned. Here we have this private special interest group interfering with our law enforcement. At Liberty Lobby in the old days, we got a real dose of it when we saw an ADL liaison in a police department in Southern California arrange a thoroughly unlawful, uncalled for, unnecessary $300,000 at cost SWAT team raid on the home of Willis Carter, the founder of Liberty Lobby. Willis has been a guest on this show. They had a helicopter flying overhead. They had snipers waiting on the hillside. They locked Mrs. Carter up in handcuffs. Willis fortunately wasn't there. They turned the house upside down. In the end, although they were bragging about how they were going to file criminal charges against Mr. Carter based upon lies told to them by an agent of the aforementioned Andrew E. Allen, no criminal charges were ever filed. And in fact, Orange County, they had to pay damages to Mr. and Mrs. Carter for the assault on their home. A lot of people don't know about that. Another criminal violation of people's rights as a consequence, a direct consequence of the criminal behavior of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. And, of course, you know where you are. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the old days when we were in shortwave, I felt compelled to identify our location in case there was anybody who was flipping around on the shortwave. Well, we don't have that problem, quote-unquote, anymore. So I guess you all know where you are, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you for being here. The reason why you are here is because you can handle the truth. And since you can handle the truth, and you're obviously like this network or you wouldn't be here, I hope you are doing something on a regular basis to support this network. That includes, I will not be shy about saying it, making a donation. Very easy to do. Since you are on the internet listening here, it's very easy, and you are on the website, you know where the address is, so you can't be shy about that. People who were listening on shortwave didn't have easy access to the internet like you do, those of you who are listening on the internet, so you know that the office address for the Republic Broadcasting Network is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So I do encourage you to make regular donations to help keep this program and all the other programming on this network alive and thriving, because we don't want to just preach to the choir, sing with the choir. We want to enlarge the church, so to speak. No offense to you out there who don't go to church, just a turn of phrase. Anyway, talking about the No More Wars for Israel conference and the attempts to undermine it, traditional attempts typical of the work of the ADL, it should also again be mentioned that ADL operatives were sending emails to Muslim organizations in Orange County, California, telling them to avoid the No More Wars for Israel conference. Avoid it like the plague, because it's a bunch of Nazis and racists. Don't you just love it, folks? Don't you just love it? The Anti-Defamation League, which has been in the vanguard of stirring up hatred toward the Muslim people, both here in the United States and around the world, by propagandizing on behalf of Israel, despite, of course, the ADL's claims, its masquerade of being a civil rights organization, the ADL and its agents have the effrontery, the chutzpah, to tell Muslim organizations to stay away from this conference. Now, you know, the Anti-Defamation League, of all institutions, should be the last group to complain about alleged racism. Now, I want to tell you something, folks. Now, what I'm about to say is going to make a lot of people mad, but I want to tell you something. The Anti-Defamation League has the exact same position on affirmative action and racial quotas as the Ku Klux Klan. Now, a lot of supporters of the Anti-Defamation League don't know that, and a lot of supporters of the Ku Klux Klan and other groups that oppose affirmative action and racial quotas don't know that. They don't know that the KKK and the ADL have the same position on affirmative action and on racial quotas. So where in the world does the Anti-Defamation League get off contacting anybody and accusing anybody else of being quote-unquote racists? Because I'll tell you what, if you approach the average black person in the street, whatever you think about affirmative action or racial quotas, and I've never been a fan of either, but if you approach the average black, the average largely apolitical black in the street, but I will say this much, I think most blacks that I've ever talked to about politics, no matter what level of education, they are often more perceptive about the way politics operates than the average white person in this country. I say that. I say ditto to what I just said, and I know that's going to make a lot of people angry for me saying that, but that's my opinion. That's an opinion shaped from living here in Washington, D.C. for a long, long time, whereas you may know there is a large black population, and I travel by cab all the time, and I talk to a lot of the cab drivers. And I'm talking about the American black cab drivers, and some of their insights are far greater than a lot of my fellow white brothers and sisters. And, of course, there's a lot of people out there who don't even consider me white because I have mentioned that I have American Indian blood. I don't call it Native American. It's American Indian. And then there's some people out there who don't even think I'm white because I happen to be of partial Irish descent. I know a lot of people in the white nationalist movement who actually don't think that people from Irish Catholic descent, as I am on one side of the family, they don't think we're white. They don't think we're assimilable. But aside from all that, folks, coming back to what I was saying about the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL poses affirmative action and racial quotas. They're right on the same sheet, so to speak, as the Ku Klux Klan. How many of you knew that out there, folks? Give me a call. Let's talk about it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, talking about some of the little nuances surrounding this issue of freedom of speech and how the Anti-Defamation League has tried to scuttle freedom of speech in a variety of instances, but focusing on this forthcoming No More Wars for Israel conference. And as I say, one of the tricks they used was playing the race card, trying to scare a number of the speakers away from the conference, not to try to scare the public away from the conference, but a number of the participants in the conference, by telling them that they shouldn't be associated with a bunch of evil Nazis, racists, race haters. I don't know what the terminology specifically used, but needless to say, these are the kind of divide and conquer tactics that the ADL uses. And it's kind of sad because, you know, for years and years in this country, you know, it's only been recently, as you all well know, that a lot of people have really started taking off after Israel and its corruption of American foreign policy, Israel's destruction of the Palestinian people. But you know what? For years and years, it was some of these so-called racists and Nazis and anti-Semites like Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight and American Free Press and, oh, Dr. Jim Warner and Dr. Ed Fields, a lot of other people who were out there saying what needed to be said about what was going on in Palestine. And, of course, at the same time, they were the only ones who were saying it. Now there's a lot of people saying it, and there's a certain feeling of vindication there. Now, at the same time, folks, you know, this opens up this factor, this recognition that at a conference of this nature, no more wars for Israel, you can't expect everybody to agree with one another on every single issue down the line. Because, you know, there are thousands of issues that we could debate about. I'm willing to bet that if you got all the conference speakers there in one room and all the participants in another room, virtually the only thing that everybody would agree with is this idea that the Israelis have manipulated U.S. foreign policy in a negative sense. There are going to be people there who are going to say, oh, we can't talk about the Holocaust because Hitler killed 6 million Jews or maybe more. So we can't talk about the Holocaust. Then there are going to be people who are going to say, well, we must talk about the way the Israelis and their adherents on American soil have taken away the rights of white people and that this is all part of the same picture. And then there may be somebody who wants to talk about abortion. I don't know. But the point is, people will always disagree. This is something that Willis Cardo recognized years ago when he established Liberty Lobby. He recognized, you know, this concept of an umbrella group really doesn't always necessarily work. However, Willis's thinking was, when he established Liberty Lobby back in 1955, his thinking, and it's logical thinking, and at that time Congress probably wasn't as corrupt as it is today, but his thinking was that if you could segregate, I love that term, ladies and gentlemen, segregate various issues and then try to build alliances around those issues, that if you could get enough people who share their concerns on one issue to work together, then there could be victory. The first issue that he focused on was fighting, first major issue that he focused on through Liberty Lobby, was fighting GATT and some of these international free trade agreements. And his thinking was that he could get American domestic manufacturers and American laborers together to work for a common goal rather than fighting each other as they normally would do. But Willis quickly discovered that labor leaders at the top had been corrupted, and that American businesses were so eager for what they perceived would be their international benefits that a lot of times both of them sold out the interests of America as a whole. So here we have the No More Wars for Israel conference focused on a very specific issue, and it is my hope and prayer that all of the people there who will have differences of opinion, differences of focus, maybe even total disagreement with the ideas of everybody except on that issue of Israel, I hope that everybody there will comport themselves as ladies and gentlemen, not hiss and boo when they hear some comment they disagree with, knowing, of course, that that just plays right into the hands of the Anti-Defamation League. So, you know, it's going to be a good conference, ladies and gentlemen, but it's going to be a conference in which there will be a lot of schisms within because of differences of opinion. But if people are serious about the theme of the conference, no more wars for Israel, then at least for those 2 days, they will unite under one banner, under one umbrella. Everybody wants an umbrella group. Everybody will unite and then leave that conference with the intent of publicizing what needs to be publicized, the fact that there are people who are working together, people of all races, creeds, and colors, as we say, people of all points of view on a variety of issues, whether it's gun control or abortion, whatever issue you want to talk about, everybody's united on one thing at least. So that's the idea here, folks, of this conference. And you know what? That is why the Anti-Defamation League is so scared and trying to divide the conference from within. Because the last thing they want is for all of the people that they've oppressed, or all of the people that they eventually want to oppress in their New World Order, which is really a fancy way of saying a Jewish-controlled one-world government, or if you want to call it a Zionist-controlled one-world government, a New World Order. That's what they wrote about in the protocols. Whether you believe the protocols were real or not, I know people who can argue a good case in favor of it. I know people who can argue a very strong case that the protocols represented one faction at one of the Zionist Congresses back in the 1890s. The fact is that that's what the New World Order is all about, and that's why they will do everything to frustrate those who are trying to put a roadblock in the way of our United States being used as the mechanism to bring about that New World Order, because that is what is happening today. So let us all say a prayer, even those of us who are not necessarily given to prayer, but those of us who say it is time to announce no more wars for Israel and make that a reality, let's say a prayer that the conference lays the groundwork for something very, very important. And to hell with the Anti-Defamation League and the Israeli lobby in this country, because their day in the sun, you know, they're going to dry up. They're going to dry up and turn into prunes unless we stomp them out and turn them into a very bitter wine like rotten grapes. Anyway, I've said what I had to say. We have one caller out there who's been waiting patiently, and I'm going to go bring him up. It's Mike from Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mike.
Hey, welcome back.
Yes.
I want to talk about something that happened today that really got my blood pressure up. I was listening to the Michael Medved show. And that alone should get your blood pressure up. And he had Norman Podhoretz back on again. He had him on like 3 weeks ago promoting World War IV, his new book, where he basically plays up the Islamic threat, making it out to be, you know, as if they're the Soviet Union, you know, that can dominate the world.
Yeah.
And it just got me so upset that, I mean, Norman Podhoretz is Jewish, and he's making an argument that ultimately helps Israel, yet nobody mentioned it. He had a few disagreeing callers, but they didn't bring up that point. And, you know, I called in, and the screener, you know, screened me out because I was going to ask, you know, he's Jewish, he's helping Israel, you know, is that a coincidence? So he screamed me out, and I don't know, it just...
Well, Mike, let me tell you something. This is what you have to keep in mind. This has been a very clever tactic that the Zionist Trotskyites, who are now running the Bush administration and who dominate much of the discussion, the pro-Israel discussion, in the major chat television shows, things like that. What they have done, they have now equated Israel and the United States. In this wake of 9/11, they don't feel it's necessary to mention Israel because this guy David Gelertner, in an essay in Commentary Magazine, I believe it was, and I wrote about this in my book, The High Priest of War, he basically puts forth the proposition that Israel and the United States are essentially one, that Israel is kind of an extension of the United States, that Israel represents the United States, that Israel is a Jewish nation, that the United States is founded on Christian principles stemming from the quote-unquote Judeo-Christian philosophy, and that anyone who is anti-Christian is necessarily anti-American and also anti-Jewish and therefore anti-Israel. So in this very convoluted, it's clever, and the word escapes me. It's certainly deceitful. I'm sure a much better word to describe what they're doing. But the point is this, that they in their own mind feel that this thing is such an understood foundation of what they're saying that there's no need to mention Israel. And if you mention Israel, well, that just proves their point that you must be an anti-Semite or else you wouldn't have mentioned Israel in the first place. Oh, they're totally, thoroughly corrupt. They're totally, thoroughly, intellectually dishonest. But they are promoting this idea, and it's something that, it's been put out there, and it's seeping down even into the minds of the most mindless conservative activists who are tuned in to listen to Sean Hannity. You know, Sean Hannity is kind of like a cut-rate Norman Podora. What you have with Sean Hannity is Norman Podoritz dressing himself up in green and wearing a shamrock and pretending to represent Irish American thinking, because the average Irish American turns on, they say, oh, there's my boy Sean, there's one of my fellow Irishers, or the average person, this is what they've done, It's a charade. It's a stage show. It's a Hollywood production, and it's as clever as anything that's ever come out of the pen of some of the great Hollywood screenwriters. And they've got these little fellows like Sean Hannity out there and Bill O'Reilly. Oh, I really hate those two guys because I'm part Irish, and they're running around using their Irish names to make themselves, all American Irishmen, so to speak, and they're nothing but traitors working for the interests of horrible, horrible people like Norman Podoritz.
Yeah, it was listening to it. It was just so disconcerting to think that most of these sheeple listening are buying this, and it's really demoralizing because. I mean, Podhoretz even came out and explicitly said, basically, Israel's fight is our fight, and
yeah.
Israel is on the front line of terrorism. And I'm just screaming at the radio, I'm saying, Israel is the reason why we have terrorism.
Well, Israel is the country that staged terrorist attacks on the United States and Britain in Egypt in the Levant affair. Now, I wonder where all these Islamic terrorists learned their tricks. In fact, a few years ago, there was a book on terrorism that came out, and it started to get lots of friendly reviews because in the last few years, all you had to do was say this is a book about terrorism, and every publishing house would scoop it up. But then someone somewhere realized that this particular book actually pointed out that the first successful use of terrorism in modern history was the terrorism by our good friends who established the State of Israel. And then all of a sudden, they didn't like that book and that author as much as they thought they did.
Right.
Yeah, things actually slip through the crack. They get so frenzied and they want to put so much out there about terrorism that sometimes they screw up. And as I say, as I was pointing out earlier, as willful and as dangerous as the Anti-Defamation League is, it historically has a habit of pushing just a little bit too far, and then all of a sudden they get kicked in places that most people would not like to get kicked.
Right.
So that's how that works. We are going to a break here momentarily, Mike, so if you want to hang on, please feel free to do so. Yeah, this this guy Norman Podoretz, we have to keep in mind that this guy is advising Rudy Giuliani, the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination. So anybody who goes into that voting booth and has a choice between Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani and says, well, Rudy's got to be the lesser of two evils, anybody who makes that mistake is making a big mistake. All right, we're going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. Stay tuned for our big wrap-up. And I hope if you haven't made your plans to go to this big conference in Orange County, you better do it now. Time is running out. Stay tuned, folks.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the evening. Our caller here, Mike from Illinois, mentioned that he had heard this character, Norman Podoretz, interviewed about his book, World War IV. You know, I actually have that book, Mike, and I was looking at it the other day here. In that book, P- Pedoras refers to Americans who have been critical of the Bush administration's policies as our domestic insurgency. In other words, what he's saying is that people are almost he's suggesting we're in armed rebellion, that we're traitors for daring to challenge the policies of our own government. And you see, this is the kind of attitude that these people have adopted. I mean, when you consider the fact that Norman Pedoras' son-in-law is Elliot Abrams, who's one of the Bush administration's key people in conducting U.S. Middle East policy, this is a guy who once wrote, and I wish I had the exact quotation, but this is a guy who once wrote something to the effect, and this is a serious, not a misquote, but a serious paraphrasing. He said something to the effect that basically American Jews must always have their first loyalty to Israel because Israel is the only place in the world where Jews can live and act as Jews, and that's where Jews show really how great they are and how far superior they are to everybody else. That's essentially what the son-in-law of this man, Norman Pedoras, has written. So what can you expect from someone like this? This Pedoras, if you look at him, he looks like an evil little pushcart peddler from the turn of the century, but he's not out selling pots and pans. He's selling lies. He's selling lies and propaganda to try to get Americans to fight a war that's not in America's interest. And it's no wonder that Gore Vidal once said that Norman Pedoras' interest in America was Norman Pedoras himself said that his interest in the Civil War was about as much as his interest in Britain's War of the Roses. So Norman Pedoras is no American, but he's wrapping himself in the American flag. Fortunately, there's a lot of people out there who see through that. So what do you think about that, Mike? That's a mouthful.
Well, you mentioned that Pedoras is an advisor to the Giuliani campaign.
Right.
And he actually came out on the show today and said, Medved asked him, asked Pedoras, you know, so you've advised President Bush himself to attack Iran. And Pedoras said, yes, I did advise President Bush to attack Iran. And, I mean, that's all you need to know right there. I mean, whose interest he has.
This is the whole thing. You know, we've got some very serious people with a lot of power, and these very serious people, you know, they're talking about Islamofascism. Well, you know, as I've said, if we want to use that term fascism here, it's just as correct to refer to what they're advocating as Jewish fascism, Judeo-fascism. So you know, I'll tell you what, if I have to take sides between Islamofascism and Judeo-fascism, I'm going to side with the Islamofascists, because I'll tell you what, the Judeo-fascists have a far more destructive historical record as far as Western civilization is concerned than a bunch of tin pot terrorists with box cutters who supposedly took down the World Trade Center. We know what the Judeo-fascists have done. We've only heard rumors about what the Islamo-fascists have done. Mike, thanks for your call. I talked an awful lot, but, you know, when you mention that name Pedoras, it kind of gets me mad, too. Have a good evening, folks. We'll see you here tomorrow night.
It's true.